Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 4th, 2012, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 Reserve Chair Michael Hadavny reporting. Don't forget the Phase 3 vacation bidding for 2013 will close Friday, December 7th, 2012, at 8:30 local domicile time. Phase 3 vacation bids will be posted no later than December 11th, 2012. Interim vacation bidding will open on December 31st, 2012. You can read more information about vacation bidding and interim vacation bidding on our website. FAOM Bulletin No. 4 is now available in all domiciles system-wide. This bulletin includes updates on new and reconfigured aircraft, as well as revised policies and procedures. Please be sure to take the time to thoroughly review, insert, and record Bulletin No. 4 into your FAOM before the December 15, 2012 effective date. In United's November 14, 2012, In-Flight Services Weekly Management announced an updated Subsidiary United Flight Attendant Information Manual, FAIM, would soon be available. In United's November 28, 2012, In-Flight Services Weekly Management indicated distribution of the new FAIM had begun through your domicile and that you should pick it up as soon as possible, but no later than December 31, 2012. United is also in the process of distributing a new Subsidiary Continental Policies and Procedures Manual to Continental flight attendants. Because the two books look similar, there has been confusion involving at least one domicile where the wrong manuals were distributed. In Narita, a number of United flight attendants were inadvertently given the Subsidiary Continental Manual. All flight attendants should verify the receipt of the proper Subsidiary United FAIM and return any Subsidiary Continental manuals that have been distributed inadvertently to United flight attendants. Once you have obtained your new Subsidiary United FAIM, you should discard your old FAIM and FAIM supplement in the domicile to avoid having to destroy them if thrown away outside the domicile location. Questions or feedback on the FAIM should be directed to in-flight procedures at united.com. If you have any questions about problems with obtaining the new FAIM or your responsibility for picking it up, you should contact your supervisor. In the post-election lame duck section of Congress, our lawmakers are facing some high-stakes decisions that could have major consequences for flight attendants and all working families. Many of these decisions involve issues that were central to the election campaign, such as tax cuts for the wealthy and cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Working families voted to protect their programs that are the essential safety net of the middle class and to make the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share. Voters made it clear they are more interested in investing in growth through the middle class than austerity measures that place more burdens on working Americans. This is a broad support for cutting wasteful spending, including tax giveaways that favor the wealthiest, rather than cutting investments in programs that protect social mobility and growth. We now need to hold our elected officials accountable for defending working families by reducing the deficit in a balanced way and moving our country forward, not back. Congress needs to address the real causes for our long-term budget imbalance and not use the deficit as a pretext to pursue unrelated agendas. If Congress fails to act before the end of the year, all taxes revert to the Clinton era rates and $1.1 trillion in automatic cuts to both defense and domestic discretionary spending kick in. The spending cuts were the creation of Republican leadership in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling last year. This combination of automatic tax increases and spending cuts is often referred to as the so-called fiscal cliff. In turn, conservatives often repeat to trigger public fear and anxiety, and to pressure Democrats to extend tax cuts to the wealthy. In fact, it's not a cliff. It's a choice. President Obama and Senate Democrats believe we should not give more tax cuts to the wealthiest 2% of taxpayers, but that we should extend the tax cuts for 98% of families who make less than $250,000. In fact, Senate Democrats won passage of legislation in July that would extend tax rates for family income up to $250,000, raise the top rate on capital gains and dividends, as well as continue several targeted tax provisions that help the middle class. The House has yet to take up this legislation. President Obama made extending lower tax rates for the 98% a central message of his re-election campaign, and he is now encouraging citizens to get behind his tax plan in order to pave the way for deficit reduction negotiations in the new year, allowing the Bush-authored tax cuts to expire for the highest earners would set the stage for further negotiations while relieving 98% of Americans of a burdensome tax increase. Across the country, working people are telling Congress to put working families first and protect our future. Call your members of Congress and tell them, no tax cuts for the richest 2% of Americans, no benefit cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. You may contact your two senators and your U.S. representatives by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121 or by using the AFL-CIO toll-free Call Congress line at 888-659-9401. Please place all three calls to your representatives today. Be polite but firm when delivering your message. A sample script. Hello, my name is, and I'm a constituent calling from city where you registered to vote. In this election, I voted to protect Social Security and Medicare and to make the wealthy pay their fair share. Please ask Senator / Representative not to cut these benefits or to give another tax break to the wealthy. I am counting on you, Senator / Representative, to stand with working families. Thank you. Please encourage your family, friends, and flying partners to make their calls. We must make it clear to our congressional representatives that we expect them to act responsibly, and protect the middle class. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.